heritage development?
There were 9 children in my family, 5 boys and 4 girls. My mother and father were born in Ireland, came to the United States. My father lived to be a good age. He died at the age of 87. My mother died, however, at the age of 59. My mother died while I was a student at St. Vincent's Seminary. I was in my second year of theology when she took ill and died subsequent to that. We had a close family, as usually large families are. We were given good example by our parents with respect to particularly our faith, and also in relating to other people.
Where in Ireland did your parents come from?
My father was born in County Leitrim, and my mother was born in County Cavan.
When they came to Pittsburgh, where did they settle?
Well, my father settled in an area known as Irishtown, which is now where St. Kieran's Parish is. My mother came to East Liberty section. I'm not sure that my mother and father didn't know each other in the old country, because even though they were born in different counties, they bordered on one another.
Do you know why they came to Pittsburgh precisely?
Probably because of some other person preceding them that they knew, and that was usually the way a lot of immigrants came to this country.
When you were growing up, what kind of work did your mother do in her ordinary daily life?
My mother was, strictly speaking, a mother and a housekeeper.
What were some of the ordinary things that mothers and housekeepers
well,
did?
Well, with 9 children, there's not much in the way of time except to take care of 9 children.
And what about your father? What kind of work did
My father was a worker in a steel mill. He worked in mills for more than 50 years of his life, and then in the latter years of his life, I'd say about the last 20, he worked for Booth & Flynn Company out on Forbes Avenue as a assistant in their warehouse there.
I see. Do you know anything about his work in the steel mill?
Oh, he was a roller.
And what mill would that be?
He worked originally in a mill that was down around Liberty Avenue, which disappeared in the course of time, called Thugs's Mill. And then he also worked for U.S. Steel Mills.
Is that Thugs?
Yeah. Thuggs. There were a number of mills along the Allegheny River which disappeared.
Yeah. Did they get bought by bigger companies?
Oh, I don't know how they disappeared, but they did.
Was your father involved in the union at all?
At that time, there were no unions when my father was working there.
What kind of shifts did he work? How many hours?
Well, normally, those days, 12 hours was your working period.
Did they have a day off a week?
I think normally, yes, they did. I don't think they worked on Sunday.
Did you attend a Catholic school?
Yes, I attended Catholic schools from first grade through college.
My, what grade school?
St. Bridget's, which no longer exists in the Hill District of Pittsburgh.
Did you have sisters in grade school?
Oh yes, with Sisters of Mercy, staffed the school for years. St. Bridget's was one of the first parishes established in the diocese. In fact, when it was suppressed, it was over 100 years in existence.
Do you think that the sisters who taught you in grade school had an effect on your life?
Oh, no question. In fact, the Sister Leonora taught me in the 8th grade in school was very much a part of my going to Duquesne Prep School rather than to the public high school, 5th Avenue High.
Are there any other individual sisters that you remember?
Oh, I remember almost every sister that taught me. I didn't even know them by name. because we were a small school, and we only had about 7 or 8 sisters, so it was almost easy to. And you almost remembered every sister who taught you, and even in what grade she taught you.
How did the parish affect your family life?
Well, the parish was very much a part of the family life insofar as your associations were principally through, you might say, societies in the parish, the school, the Young Ladies Sodality, the Holy Name Society, and the various confraternity of the Rosary. And so there was a very definite relationship between your parish and your family life.
Was your parish St. Bridget's?
St. Bridget's in the Hill, yeah. However, we later moved to St. Agnes, and when I was ordained a priest, I offered my first Mass at St. Agnes in Oakland.
Did they have the TOR fathers at that time?
Oh, no. They were diocesan priests. When I was ordained a priest, Father Hegarty was the pastor, Father Leo McCrory was the assistant, and Father James Delaney was another assistant who was quite a well-known preacher in those days in the diocese at this point.
As you were growing up, did the priest have an effect on your family life?
Well, I would say, for example, at prep school in Duquesne, there was no doubt that the priest had a very definite effect on you. They, for example, played with us in recreation at noontime. They were always available for consultation, and you become very well acquainted with the priest that staffed the prep school at that time. And also, when I went to college, the same way, there was a very definite personal association between the priest and the students.
Would that have been the Holy Ghost Fathers?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I see. What did your parents want for the future of their children?
Well, I would say a good education. That was certainly one of their fundamental points. And also that we would be true to the faith, which is typical Irish. If you kind of, I think they felt if we had lost the faith, we had lost everything. So I think I would say we were staunchly Catholic. And I would say even maybe from a nationalistic viewpoint, very much pro-Irish.
I see. They wanted you to remember that.
Oh, yes, sure. We certainly told plenty about the roots from which we sprung, namely in Ireland.
What about that work in the steel mill? I want to go back to that. Did any of your brothers?
No, none of my brothers ever worked in a mill. My one brother, very early, in fact, in the 8th grade, became attached to an automotive parts company and stayed with them for the rest of his life until he died at the age of about 57, 58. My other brother worked for Booth and Flynn as a timekeeper, an office clerk, and eventually ended with he worked for the Pittsburgh Coal Company until their particular department, retail department, was eliminated, and he finished his last years of work at the John Kane Hospital out in Scott Township.
And what kind of vocations and works did your sisters go into?
My sisters, my oldest sister, who probably went to work sooner than anyone, she worked as a telephone operator for Bell Telephone for over 30 years. My youngest sister became a secretary, and my sister in between got married early and became a housewife and a mother and looked after her family. My one sister died very young, the fourth sister that I met.
And even though your family has its own uniqueness, do you think in a way it's characteristic of Catholic families in Pittsburgh?
Well, certainly characteristic of the Catholic families of that day, because we lived in a community where the families were very much the same. In fact, many of the relationships that developed there are still continued between the families. And I'm not speaking of blood relatives, I'm just speaking of neighbors. I think there was pretty much a similarity in the manner of living of families, at least Catholic families, of that economic bracket.
Do you think that that has an effect in having that past, has an effect on Catholic families in Pittsburgh today?
I would say yes, because we have a very strong church in Pittsburgh, in the diocese, and certainly the strength of it comes from the faith of the people, and that faith was handed down to them by those who preceded them. So I think definitely that there's no question the strong faith of years ago shows its evidence even in the children and the children's children of today.
I think you gave me some part of this answer, but I'm going to ask you again. How did your family respond to your desire to become a priest?
Oh, very well, very well. My family was very supportive of me in every respect. As being the youngest, naturally the older ones would certainly encourage me and gave me all the support I needed, not only while I was studying, but even after I became a priest.
Do you think that now, as bishop, do you think that Catholics in the city where there's a lot of industry differ from Catholics, for example, in rural areas or in other parts of the United States?
I wouldn't think so. For this reason, we don't have rural areas in the sense that, say, the state of Kansas and Nebraska have, where the people's sole support come out of working in rural areas. Many of our people who live in what we proclaim to be rural areas travel long distance to work in industries. For example, they come from certain places in Butler County and Westmoreland County, all the ways into the city of Pittsburgh to work. So I don't see any effect there whatsoever. Now, with regard to other parts of the country, naturally, I guess there would be a little difference in the approaches in southwest United States as compared to the cities of our own area. But I don't think to any great degree, though.
What about Pittsburgh's Catholic people? Do you think that they're changing in the sense of at one time they were mainly steel mill workers and similar things?
Oh, there's no question. For example, we have in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and particularly in the city, a large segment of our Catholic population today are professionals. They're in almost, you can just look at public office and you can look at the legal profession and the medical profession, and you'll find leaders that are Catholics in almost every professional branch today. So there is definitely a change in that respect.
Ben, I don't have other specific questions. Do you have other comments?
Well, I would say, with regard to the Diocese of Pittsburgh, we have a very strongly Catholic-oriented people. As John Cardinal Wright said when he was the bishop here, this is a Roman Catholic diocese, and the people of the Diocese of Pittsburgh look to the Holy Father as the leader of the church. And they're very loyal and very faithful in perhaps some of the ferment that has occurred in the church in some areas is not as strong here, because I think the people are very much oriented to following the leadership of the Holy Father.
I'd like to conclude then turning you this off.
Fine.